Must be no church today. KD9UMI, KD9EFT.
KD9UMI.
Alright. Yeah, you're sounding good there. Hey there, Tom. KD9EFT.
Yeah, it should be good on here. I'm pretty close to the repeater.
Oh yeah, your audio's terrific too. Yeah, real good. So, what all you got going on this morning then? Just doing some odds and ends by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I don't do much on Sunday. That's the Lord's Day. I dedicate that to them. So, as far as work, I don't do much. A little bit of work in the hallway, but I don't know if I gave you an update on the inflation situation or not.
No, I don't think you did. It's been a week or two.
So we had a couple of companies come out and give us an estimate. One company came out and all they could do is add if they don't have the equipment to do the spray foam in the walls. But I'll probably have to retain a little bit of time to explain it. So he inspected the whole house and gave an estimate, broke down in three different areas on the routine. So when he inspected the house, the front part of the house was built in 51, and it has no insulation in the walls at all on the original part of the house. That part of the house was added on later on, and it has insulation in the walls. And he said the attic isn't terrible, but we could benefit from putting insulation up there. But he said that's the last priority. I'm going to keep him. So we have he broke it down in three different price ranges. If we did everything, it would be $7,000. But we're going to tackle the front of the house, and that'll be about $3,000 and go from there. He said it'll definitely lower the utility bill because you don't have any insulation in the walls at all.
Well, boy. Well, you know, it sounds like it will work out for you in the end. But it's a shame that when they used to build houses, insulation wasn't a part of the use. I don't understand that.
Well, then we're looking at our electrical usage as well, too, because that's what's, it's not so much the gas, it is the electricity, and back part of the house doesn't have a gas line running. So we have to use space heaters, which are electric. We just recently bought one that's efficient. I forget what style it is. It's a cabinet one. But infrared, that's what it is. I think infrared ceramic or something like that. But anyway, it's supposed to be efficient, and we use that for the living room. My wife has an infrared one that's a tower one in her office. And that's two rooms that are at the back of the house.
I got you. Okay. Well, I know we use an electric heater in our back bathroom, the master bathroom. For some reason, the furnace, the blower motor doesn't blow the air back. Out of the furnace, add that to the electric, and it keeps it into the mid to upper 60s in there without too much trouble. But what you have here in the last couple of days, it just makes it hard. Hey, Tyler's.
You're beginning to fry some bacon. I'm making out what you're saying, but definitely a bit broken up, but I guess I catch the right words to hear what you're saying. yeah, 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 we got to watch. We had some things running that we didn't necessarily need to have running. We do have a programmable thermostat that takes care of the furnace, which heats up the front of the house, and it only kicks up 4 hours a day. A couple hours in the morning, a couple hours at night, in the morning when we're getting ready to get up out of bed, and at night when we're getting ready to go to bed. But low temperature is 67, the high temperature is 70, so there's a 3-degree difference.
All right, well, something a little bit thinking. I'm here by some tall buildings in downtown Gary. In another minute or two, I'll be past that and should be back to a decent signal again.
So if I remember you correctly, you said that you're in limp mode on a truck that you have to get back to the shop.
My partner, John, he went to go fuel his truck. And while he was at the truck stop, it went into a 40% D-rate, and it doesn't want to go over 4 miles an hour. My truck, I'm driving, my truck is still down with a coolant issue. So out of three trucks, we have one running, and that's the one I'm driving right now.
That's not very good.
No, it's not. It kind of looks like I'll be going back and forth these roads. They're not direct. About 20 headed east is snow cover. And I can see the asphalt in the middle lane sometimes. So I'm definitely not in any hurry. When I went out, I took Route 20. It took me almost an hour at 25 miles an hour. I'm doing 26 miles an hour right now. It's fast. Not much better.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're not having too much fun out there.
No, not a whole lot. The only good part is there aren't many cars on the road. I passed a pickup truck and the lady just turned in behind me. But right now, at this moment, that's the only vehicle I see except for several blocks behind me. And I see some headlights there. But there's sure not a lot of cars out here at the moment. And that's probably a good thing because people typically don't know how to drive.
Yeah, too many people get in a hurry to go nowhere fast and end up in accidents and all that. And so they're taking their time and make sure that they drive safely.
Exactly right. And I know there was at least two Indiana State Troopers that were involved in the crash. People driving too fast. One guy, what did I read? Had his cruise control set for 70 miles an hour because that was the speed limit, and slammed into the back of the cruiser, put the officer at the hospital. Another one, no injuries, but the car was devastated. I don't understand why people insist on driving like that, but they sure did. Okay, 90 F.
Yeah, you definitely got to go according to the conditions. You can't go according to the speed limit.
Well, yeah, but that's the sad part. People don't realize that, okay? People look at me, I'm doing, okay, I'm up to 29 miles an hour, okay? But I've got one car in front of me. Okay, two cars in front of me, but they're the equivalent of three or four city blocks, the long blocks. Okay, so I'm just kind of taking it easy. I'm putzing around and doing what I can to get there. The Lear Corp said the operative word of the day today is I need loaded trailers. I need weight on my drive, even if it's more than 5 or 6 snaps of rack in the nose of the trailer. I need the weight. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing nothing but sliding around.
Yep, that weight definitely comes in handy in weather conditions like this.
That it does. That it does. Now, are you getting any snow on your end over here? Or are we the lucky ones?
Yeah, just a little bit. It shows coverage all throughout the day on the radar. It shows overcast skies, so we'll be getting it all throughout the day.
Well, you don't have to go out. I've told my wife and daughter the same thing. Don't go out if you don't have to. We'll see if they were planning on going to church. This week has been an interesting week in church. The church bought a building. And so come March 8th, we're going to be in that new building. And it's ready-made, turnkey, ready to go. Do your decorating and maybe some minor modifications to make it run for us. But it was nice. That happened with Tuesday or Wednesday that they signed all the paperwork.
Yeah, Thursday our mid-service was canceled. I'm not sure about today if it's going to be canceled yet or not. Usually we get a notification by now, but church isn't until 2 o'clock, so maybe pastor's holding off to see what the weather's going to do.
2 o'clock? Wow, that sounds like a late service. Yeah, I haven't seen any notification. Of course, I've been driving. I'm not looking around on my phone. So, I'll say what their plans are. They might cancel church today as well. I don't know. I'm hoping that they do something for school tomorrow. It's going to be cold, or at least a delay. But we'll see what happens there. My wife and daughter, they didn't have to go to school on Friday. They did all of their stuff online. So I guess that works out, but I'm pretty sure they'd rather be in class as opposed to doing it online.
Well, that's a good thing at least that option is there. This way when the weather is not cooperating, and they can still get their time in on it. So that's a good way to look at it.
Yes, but they can only have so many e-learning days, and then they have to start making up in-school days. So I don't understand the whole system. I mean, when I was growing up, they allowed for snow days. I don't know, they had 5 or 7 snow days built into the schedule. If we didn't end up needing them, we didn't use them. And added the schools, they added the days off to the schedule during the course of the year because they had them built in. Nowadays, they don't do anything like that.
Yeah, times sure have changed, and technology and everything, so it makes things different.
It is, as it is. So, anyways, well, I'm working my way down Route 20. I see asphalt here and there on both sides of the road, but not a whole lot of it. So we'll see what ends up happening here. I hope they get things cleaned up. A little bit of snowflakes coming down, just the light fluffy stuff. But if the wind starts whipping around, that'll be enough to glaze over the road. All of a sudden have a big old problem.
Yep, ice is not a fun thing to try to travel on.
Nope, guarantee you it's not. My daughter found that out. Found some black ice and to put her in a ditch a few years back. No fun.
Well, I gotta step away from the radio for a minute and I'll be right back on. 89 UMI.
I may or may not be here. I'm about two lights away from Bass Pro Shop, maybe three. Over Route 51, County Line Road. Okay, four lights, and then the fifth one I turn. All right, so we're making some progress. Catch up with you in a bit. KD9UMI.
KD9UMI, made it back.
Well, that wasn't too bad. KD9UMI.
Yeah, I had to take a Mother Nature run, you know.
Oh, I certainly understand all about that. The biologic break. Yeah, I get it.
Take care of business every now and then.
Yes, you do. My wiper blades are starting to ice up again. Wonderful. Beat them off when I was out in Hammond. It can't even make a trip to Portage without getting iced up again.
I know what that's all about. We went to Missouri one year to pick our daughter up to come here for Christmas, and her husband couldn't go with her to come here, so we went and picked her up, and then her husband came to take her back home, but it took us twice as long to get back home as it did to get there, because we ended up in a freezing rainstorm, so freezing rain pretty much almost all the way back, so that was no fun.
No, that wasn't at all. I knew that when I was over the road. I would end up with ice. It would get so bad, it would accumulate up the radiator. And I had to open it up. One time in particular, I was going, through Missouri. On my way to Florida. Started warming up, and I was just ever so thankful for that, to get it above the freezing so the ice would melt.
Yeah, that was a few years back, and we told her to be ready when we get there, because I guess that's the forecast ahead of time, but she wasn't ready when we got there, so delayed us. Had it not delayed us, we might have been able to miss it.
Well, at least we made it safe and sound. So, that feels good. Alright, Tom, I'm going to get both hands on the steering wheel for a couple minutes, because these roads are getting really sloppy. The closer I get to Bass Pro Shop, the heavier the snow is. So I'm going to pay attention to what's going on. Got a car trying to pass me, a car ahead of me, and hopefully somebody out there knows how to drive. Catch up with you later. KA90F2.
All right, yellow 173, KD9UMI.
All right, KD9UMI, KA90F2. And I'm going to head back to the other one, too. So that's where I'll be. Catch you then, KA90F2.
Radio check. How far out am I getting?
This is W8MEL.
A9 TOC listening repeater. B9 YPA, K9 TOC, you around, Mike? A9 TOC listening.
Yes, I say 3 9.